HFR Dearborn. Thank you.
ready. We are ready. I wish you could hear what goes on in the studio as they're doing a sound check, because it's always interesting to hear the music that they sing and play. It's always a lot of fun. Are we ready? We are ready. I wish you could hear what goes on in the studio as they're doing a sound check, because it's always interesting to hear the music that they sing and play. It's always a lot of fun. Are we ready? In the studio today, we have Dupe and the Inside Outlaws, and that is Don Dupre and Ty Stone, and I think Mr. White has the lineup of everybody. Are you on mic?
All right. I'm Mr. White, and we're here for the Motor Live Drive at 5. We have the Inside Outlaws Collective today. That includes Dupe Dupre and Ty Stone. And we're going to start off with one song from Ty Stone called Blessed St. Anthony.
I went down to the playhouse on Thursday to see some friends of mine. Hey, Johnny, mix me up a tall one. Ooh, I got Detroit on my mind. Jesus, have mercy on me. Who is doing the best that he can? 2,000 miles. It's too much to stand. Put it down, Detroit City. every time I sing with song. Every time I ride and roll home, every time I ride and roll home.
Very nice.
Yes, that was. Thank you. Okay, you guys are both from downriver, aren't you?
Yep. Yes,
sir. Yeah. In fact, Ty, where are you from?
I'm from Lincoln Park, born and raised. I was born in Wyandotte Hospital, actually.
Hmm.
And yeah. Dupe's from River Rouge.
I'm from River Rouge. I was born in Lincoln Park Hospital.
Really? Our friendly neighbor to the north.
Okay. And you guys have both been doing lots of things recently. You want to give us a quick rundown?
Yeah.
Go ahead, dude.
Yeah.
I just finished my record with Jim Diamond downtown. He produced the Romantics, White Stripes, a bunch of different people. It's a really good album.
And that's called Blood River?
It's called Blood River, yeah. It just it means River Rouge. That's where I'm from.
I mean, dude, basically, the lineup on the album's all fresh Detroit players. It's that album's about as real as you can get, I think. That's just my humble opinion, dude. Well, I think it sounds great.
Thanks.
Really,
we agree.
I'm a big fan. I've listened to it about 400 times.
Me too. We've been working hard, though. You know, we go out and we went on an acoustic tour this year, and we play a lot around town all the time. You can definitely catch us in some small settings pretty much anywhere.
Ah, where are you playing? You're going to be playing around town soon?
Yeah, we're
doing the 15th at Jacoby's. We do a monthly thing at Jacoby's with Sue and Sterling. Called Inside Outlaws Writers Night, and we really focus on the best writers in Detroit. You know, we really want to get a lot of songwriters out there that have something to say, and we want to give them a chance to say it. You know.
All right. I think isn't Sterling having a birthday party this Saturday night? Are you going to be there?
Friday. We'll be there Friday.
It's Friday.
But he's having it Friday and Saturday. So
uh-oh.
It's we'll a be big there party Friday, all weekend. Yeah. Why not?
That's right. Why not? Right.
Okay, now that first song was done by Ty Stone.
Yeah.
And what about you?
Well, I'm currently signed to Atlantic Records. Hopefully we'll get a record out this year. That would be good. And we've been working on it, doing a lot of writing sort of between here and Nashville. And, you know, I was out in California flipping hamburgers at this bar, and I basically got found by Kid Rock, and he put me on his Top Dog label and got me signed with Atlantic and sort of drug me all over the country, and things have been really cool. You know, we're just kind of slowly but surely climbing the mountain.
How ironic that a Detroit boy had to go out to California to meet another Detroiter.
I know. It was pretty funny, actually, because Sam Wood, who's actually here with us today, he had a copy of my demo, and he got tickets to a Pistons game from his sister for, like, his birthday, and she says these are really good tickets. You know, they're, like, in their courtside. They're next to Kid Rock, and he's like, oh, really? So he burned a demo and took it to him and was brave enough to sort of go up to him and ask him to listen to it, and I guess he did. He started calling us about 2 weeks later, and that's how it all sort of started. So it was pretty funny that I said, yeah, man, I'm out in L.A. right now, and he's just like, oh, that's your first mistake. We need to get you back to Detroit. So he did.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, we kind of got a late start today, so we need to hear as much music as we can from you.
Ow.
What are you going to play?
Get up, Dupe.
I think I'm going to play the title cut off of my record. It's called Blood River, and it's just basically about, I'm a fireman in River Rouge, and I've been for 10 years. I've lived in this town my whole life, and this song's basically about it. It's called Blood River. It's, like I said, about River Rouge.
All right.
I hate the way this town makes me feel. It pushes me around just like a wheel, rolling down a long and beat up road. hardens up your heart, steers your soul. And all I wanna do is stand and deliver. Instead, I'm drowning. I'm drowning here in Blood River. His kind every day. Behind a restaurant or in an alleyway, I try and help him out the best I can. But times are tough and sometimes I push away his hand. And all he wants to do is get him some dinner. I leave him drowning. I drown him here in Blood River. I've seen the sun coming up over top the 80-inch mill. I have no home and I found no why. That wasn't part of this deal. And you say I don't stand and deliver. Tell me that I don't stand and deliver. I tell you, you don't know if you don't live here in Blood River.
Ty actually helped me write that.
I like that one. Very nice.
That's one of my favorites, bro.
Thank you, man.
All right. Now that's real down home music.
We're all about the songwriting around here, man.
Right, man.
We've been flying the songwriter flag for a couple years now.
Not only are we just mega handsome, we're pretty good songwriters, too, you know?
True.
Multi-talented.
We're doubly burdened.
That's right.
All right.
Well, why don't we just keep this music going?
For sure.
And in fact, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to get a hold of Dupe and Ty Stone?
You can go to Ty made us a website, InsideOutlaws.com, and you can basically go on there and you can go right to our MySpaces. You can buy my record right on there. It'll send you right to CD Baby. And that's the easiest way.
CD Baby.
If you want to get us hold of us tonight, we're going to be at the Magic Stick for the Big Art Show and
yeah, that's right.
Some bowling.
Or Thursday nights, we have Inside Outlaws open mic at Simon's in Allen Park. So we generally haunt that if we're in town.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Scott Kinson doing it to it.
The Scoot.
The Scoot.
Another great songwriter.
Well, people can say there's not a lot going on in Detroit because there's music all over town, and I didn't know about those gigs. So
you just gotta look.
Yeah, we're gonna have to put them on our schedule here. So, so what are you gonna play for us?
This is a song called "Smile," and I don't know. It's one of my favorite songs. I always thought I'd like to release this as a single, but who knows? You know, it's sort of a little slow, but I hope you enjoy it.
All right.
You made me smile, but you made me frown.
every time you come around. I fall in love with you again. And I could walk on water if you would hold my hand. But you would lead me to the slaughter, and you would cut me up again. So I've been praying that my love for you will pass. But I've been thinking that it's just too much to ask. Oh God, is that just too much to ask? I'll be a good son. Cross my heart and hope to die. Time you say goodbye, I fall in love with you again.
Thank y'all.
Wow.
I made that one up.
Wow, very nice.
All right, that was Ty Stone, and you've got a CD coming up. Early next year?
Well, I don't want to be overly optimistic, but hopefully sometime next year it comes out. You know, we're sort of still beating it up, so we'll figure it out, man. I keep writing and keep recording.
Well, okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Where have you been recording this one at?
I did some of it with Brian Irwin, who's a producer in Los Angeles, and then actually when I was... we recorded a lot of it. Kid Rock's got an amazing studio at his house in Clarkston, so we were out there for a couple months working on it. Brian Irwin actually came to Detroit and sort of helped us with it. And, you know, guys like Al Sutton and Mike Clark and Marlon Young came in, and Matt Van, Jimmy Van. Bones, everybody helped on the record. You know, it's been pretty cool. And some of it we've done, like, I did one song in Nashville that was actually really cool working with some of those guys down there, so. It's sort of a hodgepodge.
Well, you sound real good.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
I've been practicing.
And the CD that got our interest was The Dupe and the Inside Outlaws. I love the artwork on the cover. Is that a Downriver photo?
Yeah, it's right. I took that picture. It's right behind my place of work.
Yeah. All right.
It's the big water tower.
Yeah, Dupe's pretty much, if you check out the website or anything like that, you'll see a lot of the pictures that Dupe's taken. He's got a way of just sort of capturing the kind of grime of what's happening, you know? Everything's sort of like, he keeps it so real, you know? You just see it.
I just point and click, you know? Nothing fancy.
Just aim and shoot.
I think you're modest.
Okay. Well, what have we got coming up next, Dupe?
Well, this is one of my favorite songs off the record. It's called If I Were You, I'd Probably Hate Me Too. And it's basically just about, you know, there's a lot of songs out there about getting your heart broke and things like that. But this just takes it to a different side of the story. It just talks about breaking somebody's heart. You know, sometimes it has to happen. So, again, it's called If I Were You, I'd Probably Hate Me Too.
nowadays it don't seem like I'm nothing but me. I don't blame you for feeling the way you do. If I were you, I'd probably hate me too. I come home from work and I don't talk at all. I stay out all night and I don't even call. I can't blame you for thinking of things you do. If I were you, I'd probably hate me too. So your bags are packed, you ain't sticking around. Hey, I already ran your life into the ground. I can't blame you for what you're about to do. If I were you, I'd probably leave here too. And no, I can't blame you. What you have to do. If I were you, I'd probably be gone too. No, I can't blame you after what I put you through. If I were you, I'd probably hate me too. If I were you, I'd probably hate me.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice.
And the crowd goes wild.
I had a caller call earlier today asking what band we were going to have on, and I told him I kept promoting it as we were going to have probably our first true country band. And then when I read the bio and you sent and you said you had worked with Kid Rock and you were down in Nashville and doing all these other things, I said I didn't quite know what to expect. But he said that the country has become the new hip thing ever since Hank 3 made it cool. And you guys are really an interesting singer-songwriter sound that is very – I didn't know what to expect when I booked this show.
Well, I hate to interject, but I think it's safe to say that we were country –
Before country was cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, we. Interesting fact is, both our families came down here in the late '40s to work at the steel mill in the same town, you know, in Rouge. And it's funny that me and him ended up hooking up. Actually, the ones that came down, we never knew they were like best friends, you know.
Back in like in Pikeville, Kentucky, yeah. Our grandparents were like coal miners, you know, and they ended up in the same town, working at the same steel mill. And 50 years later, you know, we're sitting here playing songs about the same mill. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I think the sound comes through, too. I think it's a blue-collar grit. It's got soul.
Ow.
It's got soul.
It's right. Super bad.
And that's what called. You boys are.
That's right. Dupe and the Inside Outlaws. Blood River's the name of the CD. This is exclusively on the Motor Live Drive. You got some more for us?
Yeah, Ty's going to do one for sure.
Oh, jeez, where do we go today, man? I'll sing you the one about downriver, man. A lot of people, I don't know. I'll just be honest. I mean, what the heck, you know? a lot of times, people want to kind of talk about downriver like it's not a very nice place, you know? Like, it has a bad reputation, and especially in the city, you know? Like, it's just kind of the butt of a lot of jokes, you know? And I think there's a lot of people down there who... And we kind of wrote a song about the way that, you know, these are the people that built the city we live in, you know, and now they're kind of having problems, and it just kind of feels bad that, you know, working people are getting, people are turning their backs to them. So I kind of wrote this about being from downriver and sort of like, it's just something about having some self-respect, you know, about being where you're from, especially if you happen to be from downriver.
working when the red fire fills the night. And as long as you can smell that coke oven burning, baby, everything will be alright. And when you get a little older and broader in the shoulders, and if you always try real hard, you can raise you a family and just like your daddy, you can get yourself a union car. We're living downriver from a big city, and it ain't easy cause the wells run dry. My blue collar runs a fair dollar, and it ain't a lie, but it gets us by. We work hard, but we play harder, and we always double down when the stakes are high. And if it gets heavy down by the levee, we stand our ground when the water's rise. But I don't work for pesos, son, so I ain't got no place to go. I'm living downriver from a big city, and it ain't easy cause the wells run dry. My blue collar earns a fair dollar, and it ain't no lie, but it gets us by. We work hard, but we play harder, and we always double down when the stakes are high. And if it gets heavy down by the levee, we stand our ground when the water's rise.
Okay. Oh, wow, he worked so hard. He busted a string on that one.
Busted a string.
Oh, man, he's a hard-working man.
Lost my headphones.
Now, Ty, you actually worked at the steel mill, didn't you?
Yeah, I worked at Great Lakes Steel for a little bit. When I got laid off from there, that's when I originally decided I would go to California. I had never been out there, and I just was trying to get the music thing out of my system. You know, I was like 24, 25 years old, and it was really time to start a career or some kind of a life. And so I went out there sort of hoping that someone would just smoke me off the stage and I would come home sort of with my tail between my legs and quit, you know, but just didn't go that way. And I ended up being out there for about 3 years, and this is sort of where I ended up. This is how you end up back at your mom's house. This is what happens.
Stay in school.
Stay in school, kids.
So you're going to be playing at Jacoby's on December 15th, next Saturday?
Yeah, and you can basically catch us there at least once a month. We're good friends with Sue Static and Sterling over there, and I've known them for almost 10 years, and they were sort of the first scene gig I ever played back in Detroit in like 99, and you know, they've helped me out a bunch since then, and they're just the kind of people you can count on, and especially, you know, in a music scene, there's a lot of, you know, shark action going on, and people are like, you know, everybody's kind of trying to squeeze everybody for what they can and take every dollar they can, everything. And those guys just aren't like that. They're the real deal, so.
They really are.
Okay.
They take care of us.
Yeah.
For sure.
So we're there at least once a month, and the big thing I have coming up in Detroit that I'm excited about is it's going to be March 5th, and I'm playing the blowout pre-party this year for the Hamtramck blowout.
Ah.
And I think the first time I played the Blowout was probably 99 or 2000, and I've always thought it was such a great festival. You know, I if you can't have a good time at the Hamtramck Blowout, you can't have a good time.
Oh my!
So it's a very big deal for me to be able to come play that pre-party night, because that's definitely a whole load of fun, and I'm excited to play for the city.
Well, we have a good time every Thursday right here on the Motor Live Drive, and what more? Can you have some fun right here in the studio with us?
We have our own Blowout.
What's it going to be next?
I'm going to play this song called Let You Bleed. Me and Ty wrote this. We had moved down to Nashville. We were going quite a bit to write with people and things like that. And we decided, me and him and Sam, were going to move down there. So we drove down and we were looking for some places. And one night, there's a bar that we go to called the Tin Roof. We got a little crappy hotel room across from it and had a couple drinks. Went back over there and we wrote this song. And at the time, man, you know, it's hard. Like, everybody thinks, like, Ty's signed to Atlantic and, you know, he just bought a mansion and a Bentley, but it don't work like that, man. You got to basically rob Peter to pay Paul to keep this going, you know. And I think we probably went out there with money we borrowed from my mom or something, you know.
That's straight up. I borrowed $1,000 off Duke's mom.
Or, you know, it was something
which
like...
I have since paid back, just for the record. No, thank you. I love you.
But this song's about, like, just that person that you know that you think that, you know, there's no hope left for. And sometimes it turns into you sometimes when you listen to these songs. But it's called Let You Bleed. Check it out. Take it from a friend, you can count on me. I can get you through the night, or I can let you be. I've been where you are, hey, I know what you need. I can save your life, or I can let you bleed. I can let you bleed. So maybe you should look around. Your whole damn world, it's burning down. And I have bandaged up your wounds so carefully. If it was anybody else, they'd let you bleed. The day that you were born, I held you in my hands, and I swore to God I'd raise you like a man. And I can see your hurt, hey, I know what you need. I can save your life, or I can let you bleed. I don't wanna let you bleed. So maybe burning down, and I have bandaged up your wounds so carefully. If it was anybody else, they'd let you bleed. They'd let you bleed. And they'd let you bleed. Now it's 4 a.m., I'm sitting by the phone. I'm waiting on a call, wondering if you're coming home. And I can see you're lost. Hey, I know what you need. I can save your life, or I can let you bleed. Maybe I should let you bleed. But then maybe I'm the only one who's left here that believes. Oh.
If you were anybody else, I'd let you bleed.
Very nice.
I think that that one should be on Grey's Anatomy, you know, so yeah. When somebody's bleeding, be a nice scene at the end.
No blood.
McSteamy and McDreamy are like crying about it. It's just an idea we had. We like to throw them around.
And that is a song that is on the CD, Dupe in the Inside Outlaws, Blood River.
Yes.
Which
yes,
can be
ma'am.
Made of it. You can get it on your MySpace site or at CD Baby.
Yeah, you can actually just get it. Go right to InsideOutlaws.com and it's right there.
Okay.
It's right there. It's
right there.
Big. You put a big picture up there.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's been a real pleasure having you here today. It's
certainly our pleasure as well. Thank you.
And I want to remind people that you're going to be at Jacoby's on December 15th, which is on Brush Street in the Bricktown District.
Yep.
And you said something about being at Simon's?
Every Thursday night.
Every Thursday
Simon's
night.
Simon's Down Park.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know
not,
the
we're
place.
Not always there, but we're there quite a bit. One of us is usually there. And
yeah, we'll probably end up there for sure at the end of the night tonight. We got a
is
couple.
It Thursday?
It's Thursday.
Thursday. It's Thursday. Oh, it's going down.
All
going
day,
down.
Baby.
Going down river.
Tonight.
Is this
going down tonight? River. Huh?
Is this a weekday?
Is this a weekday?
What planet am I on?
Anyway.
Oh, if I had a penny for every time I asked myself that question.
All right. You guys aren't done yet. We've got 10 more minutes to go.
Oh,
what can you do for us?
Oh, we can make it happen. I'll tell you, if there's anyone out there who's getting married or maybe, you know, if there's a guy out there who likes a girl or a girl who likes a guy, I think you can probably feel this one. So this one's for you, people that love each other. I lost my heart to your dances and your lingering glances, and time as it passes has me dreaming of you. And if time is a healer, I can't wait to see her. It feels like it's been years and I've been nothing but blue. So here's to our future, whatever it may bring. May we swallow up the hard times like it never meant a thing. Hey, I have traded in my saddle for my grandma's diamond ring. So here's to our future and whatever it may bring. Well, it was magic when it started, but when it fell apart, it put a hurting on my heart. Tore a hole in my sleeve, and I don't know if I ran away, if you made me leave, but I'm coming back to get you, baby, and this time, oh, this time. Whatever it may bring, may we swallow up the hard times like it never meant a thing. Hey, I have traded in my saddle for my grandma's diamond ring. So here's to our future. Swallow up the hard times like it never meant a thing. Hey, I have traded in my saddle from my grandma's diamond ring. So here's to our future and whatever it may bring. Got to lose yourself in the moment. sorry, that's it. That's my
king,
surprise.
King of Broken Strings, baby.
The King of Broken Strings. Things.
All right.
This will, I guess this will be the last one, and this ain't on the record or nothing, but we talked earlier about our families coming from Eastern Kentucky, and this is the first song that me and Ty wrote.
Uh-oh.
And it's called Everett Belcher, and it's a good one. hope you guys like it. Maybe it'll be on the next record or something. It might be on Ty's record, actually, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
if they get those bribes I sent in there, it should be, everything should be cool.
It's for my grandma and grandpa.
In the summer of 49, oh, Everett Belcher was a running shine. From the hills of Kentucky to the mills of Great Lakes still. He never went back home, but they called him Hillbilly anyway. He traded in a holler for a mountain made of steel. Drank too much and talked too fast. Waylon Merle and Johnny Cash sang songs about his kind. I know they did. He always was a simple kind. He never paid no, never mind. And some days I wish I could be like him. Now Jolie tried to shoot him down. He took a bullet, but he's still around. My grandma told me the man was too mean to die. They said Joe was still his friend, as long as he don't ever see him again. The preacher always said you gotta take an eye for an eye. He drank too much and talked too fast. Waylon Merle and Johnny Cash sang songs about his kind. I know they did. Always was a simple kind. Never paid no, never mind. And someday I wish I could be like him. Now Waylon Merle and Johnny Cash, they sang songs about old Everett man. One day I know I'm going to be like him.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
All right.
I like it, man.
That right. Was very nice.
And what was the name of that song?
That's called Everett Belcher, Ballad of Everett Belcher. That's a totally true story, man. Everything in that, you can check the facts.
You know, we have a couple of bands that a couple other bands in the Inside Outlaws that I'd really like to mention and tell people to check out if they get a chance to. Pat V and the Detroit Three, and Scream Ray, and Matt DeMitz. You'll find them all on, you know, if you go to our MySpaces, we're sort of all in each other's friends. So
Six Steps In.
And you should definitely check out Mr. Joe Kane. We've been pretty much listening to his CD nonstop since we got it. Scott Kinson and Uncle Cracker's the man. Mikey Clark, that's my shout outs. I know we're not, no one's shouting out anymore, but I just always wanted to do it.
Put him in the bush.
And Tanya Vanover. Okay,
so we appreciate you guys very much too. Thank you for having us on.
It's been a real pleasure having you. We've got about 4 more minutes. Can you give us one more? Can we make you bleed?
I have a piano song. If I can get busy.
All right. Yeah, we got the piano mic'd for you. We want to thank Alan Cantino, our sound engineer, who does such a great job every week. And we will be going out with Dupe and the Inside Outlaws. We got Ty Stone on piano.
Uh-oh.
Stay tuned next week.
Sorry. Thank you.
seems I get farther from the truth every day. Loved I've been back sliding, but I'm trying to hold on to the razor thin lines between right and wrong. Between right and wrong. To know it all, don't make it easy to walk that tall. And all that it got me was a far way to fall.
Have you ever considered working in public radio? Be a DJ, have your own radio show, and play the genre that interests you most. Or host a local talk show. Qualified volunteers can get started right here at WHFR 89.3 at Henry Ford College and help us with all aspects of station operation. Sign up for the class, WHFR Staff Training, and learn the basics of the business from HFC Telecommunication Professionals. For more information about WHFR, check out our website, whfr.fm, and join us in making waves. To get the details about the next staff training class, either TCM 189 or 1 hour of academic